Singapore population has now reached 6.11 million, a new milestone that reflects both continued growth and deep demographic shift. Beneath these headline numbers lies a critical trend: a falling birth rate, rising singles, and a rapid aging population. These forces will have profound impact to the property market in the years ahead. Overall, Singapore total population stood at 6.11 million as at June 2025, a 1.2% increase from June 2024. This increase is mostly due to an increase in the number of work permit holders in the construction sector to support key infrastructure projects such as Changi Terminal 5 and the ramping up of housing supply. Since Singaporeans love property so much, someone has to do the job right. Anyway, the citizen population increased by 0.7% to 3.66 million in June 2025. The permanent resident population remains stable at 0.54 million. As for immigration, the average number of citizenship granted per year over the last 5 years is 21,300 citizenship, and for permanent residents or PR, it stands at 33,000 annually. Here, what does this mean to the property market ahead? In the short to medium term, the increase in population support overall housing demand. Much of this growth is partially driven by immigration and foreign talent. This has two effects on the property market. Firstly, it ensures continued demand for rental housing. Otherwise, who on earth will support your investment properties? Secondly, permanent residents and new citizens have helped to support the HDB resale market, as well as the private property market. This helped to stabilize demand even as local household formation slow. Let us be real here. Without them, our property market would have remained stagnant for the longest time ever. In 2024, there were 23,000 citizen marriage, 5.7% lower than the 24,000 citizen marriage in 2023. Not only that, as the number of marriage has declined, so is the fertility rate. The resident total fertility rate, which has been declining over the past few decades, remained at 0.97. This also translates to families are also having fewer children on average compared to a decade ago. With fewer Singaporeans marrying and having children, the demand for larger HDB flat and suburb family-sized condominium may gradually soften. Instead, the market may tilt towards smaller unit types from 4-room HDB flats to compact-sized condominium in the future. Here, do I talk sense here? At the same time, the proportion of singles has been rising in recent years. This trend is particularly pronounced in the younger age group, with the 25 to 29 and 30 to 34 age group registering higher increase. More singles will translate to more demand for their own flats. That is why HDB is even exploring lowering down the age for singles to own their very first HDB flat. Here, singles should be very happy. At the same time, the proportion of our citizen population aged 65 years and above is rising, and at a faster pace compared to the last decade. Large cohort of baby boomers have begun entering the post-65 age range. The citizen population continued to age, with 20.7% aged 65 and above in June 2025, compared to 13.1% in June 2015. The number of citizens aged 80 and above also increased by about 60% from 91,000 in 2015 to 145,000 in 2025. The proportion of elderly residents is set to rise sharply. By 2030, around 1 in 4 citizens will be aged 65 and above. This means a quarter of the population will be downgrading. This will generate new demand for senior-friendly housing to retirement village. Minister of State Sun Xueling has already said HDB will build more flexi flats across HDB towns. To all our seniors, voila! At the same time, many older private owners may look to downsize to HDB resale flats, and existing HDB owners right-size to flexi flats. This could increase resale supply and may exert downward pressure on prices unless younger families or new immigrants absorb the stock. Otherwise, think about it, who will buy from them in return? After all, most Singaporeans love BTO flats. Remember, BTO, what forever? Singapore's low birth rate, reduced family formation and aging population, and increase in singles present both challenges and opportunities. Going forward, the shift may move towards smaller homes instead of bigger apartments. Likewise, for buyers that have higher disposable income, will continue to invest in the second or even third properties to hedge against their twilight years. Here, it seems everyone are happy with the property market, from young families, singles, seniors to even PRs. Seriously, there's nothing much to complain about. Here, do you agree with me?